Pope Francis is the first Jesuit to be elected Pope. The Jesuits are an order that does a lot of work in academia and education, as well as work on social justice issues around the world. Father Joe O'Keefe is a Jesuit priest who teaches at Boston College and leads the Center for Ignatian Spirituality at the school. And he says that coming from the Jesuit tradition, the new Pope brings a sense of openness to the world.
I do see the renewed focus or enhanced focus from what I know about Pope Francis on our commitment to social justice, the commitment to the poor, the commitment to creating a more just world, the commitment to challenging our consumeristic society, which, if you look at his lifestyle, I think was certainly an element of the way he lived when he was in Buenos Aires.
The new pope seems more of a traditionalist, maybe more in the mold of Pope Benedict. And given that at the age of 76, you know, his age might limit his time as pope, is it reasonable for people to expect any kind of major changes to come?
I mean, who knows? But I wouldn't foresee any radical change. You know, the Catholic Church prizes historical continuity. So change is slow, and change is difficult for the Catholic Church. It happens, but it usually doesn't happen quickly.
Is it being forced a little bit to move forward in light of the sex abuse crisis? Is that going to force the issue a bit?
I think it does. It certainly, in terms of changing structures, more transparency, more accountability.
Several victims met early on with Pope Benedict, and at that time they said their hopes were high that there'd be change,
right.
But they have since said that their hopes have been dashed by seeming unwillingness in the church's hierarchy to accept responsibility for the sex abuse crisis. Now, given his Jesuit background, can these victims and others have new hope for some sort of change?
I think, given his pastoral sense, I think he will be with people, he will listen to people, and I also think that there is a need, and I think he has the ability to change a lot of the structures that have prevented the kind of response and justice to the victims of sexual abuse.
Well, given his often criticized role in Argentina during the so-called dirty wars, where thousands of people were kidnapped and disappeared, some are saying that he actually supported the military regime in Argentina that was killing and kidnapping these people. But when he was Cardinal Bergoglio, he said that he was intervening behind the scenes in some cases, yet he twice declined to testify in court.
Yeah.
What does this all mean for people looking up to him for leadership now?
Well, certainly there'll be a lot of scrutiny of that whole period in his life. People can change, and my hope is that, in fact, that will happen, and I think we need to look honestly at his history, certainly, but I think we need to look at the more recent history of an advocacy raising concern for the poor as a very high priority in the church.
You personally, as a priest, as a professor, and as a man, what is your personal feeling? What would you like to see happen in terms of reforms in the church?
I'd like to see less centralization in Rome and more decision-making on the local level. I would like to see a greater representation in the Vatican of the Catholic world, which is increasingly Southern Hemisphere. I would like to see him leading by example of a simplicity, of a transparency, and making the Catholic Church much more of a force for the good in the world.
Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, you're most welcome.
Father Joe O'Keefe is a Jesuit priest. He's also a professor at Boston College and is director of the university's Center for Ignatian Spirituality.